Yes, please.
Get the director's budget back again.
Yes, sir.
Kermit.
Yes, Mr. President.
Read the Washington Star editorial. It's pretty rough on us today on our budget.
The Star editorial is?
Yeah.
There's a mean story in the Wall Street Journal this morning, Mr. President. You see it? The Al Otten story?
No, I haven't.
We're pretty sore at him. It's a story on budget gimmicks, which is perfectly all right, but there are also some quotations in there. One that he attributes to a Budget Bureau official that has us furious, quoting the Budget Bureau official, unnamed, as saying that this budget would not pass the fraud division of the SEC. We've already let Otten know what we think of him over here.
What did he say about it?
He claims that somebody in the Budget Bureau told him that. Of course, we can't prove it. He doesn't name him. I personally think that he made it up, but it's impossible to prove.
Read the Star one and give me an outline on one page of any economies we affected that were in excess of $100 million. For instance, I'm thinking of the $1.3 billion in defense and the $1 billion in agriculture and whatever else. I know we had $100 million in atomic energy.
Well, most of the others were much smaller, Mr. President. You mentioned the two big ones, the defense and agriculture, and of course we're picking up $700 million through asset sales. Those three represent most of the savings in the budget, but then there are a lot of small items which add up to...
Atomic energy is $100 million.
That's right, $100 million there, yeah. Now, that's in the 1.3 for defense, Mr. President. You see, it's 1.1 for the Department of Defense, but 1.3 for the National Defense category, which includes Atomic Energy Commission, Selective Service System, et cetera.
And I guess military system?
Yes, that's all in there. Military system's in there, too. That's all in the 1.3.
Get that on one page for me, anything over that, so I can see it. I'll need it in the morning.
Very good. We'll do that. Mm-hmm.